Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Here's an email that will either have you nodding in agreement or shaking your fists with rage. It's an everyday story that some of you will have experienced at close quarters. Ryan, last Friday morning, myself and four friends were having coffee and breakfast in a well-renowned establishment, and two babies formed part of the group, including my nine-month-old son. And my baby slept for a while, and then was transferred into a high chair for some breakfast, and then, as babies do, got fed up of sitting in the high chair. So I transferred him to the ground to have a crawl around. I walked behind him as he crawled around the floor, picking him up if he got too close to other chairs or other diners. I returned to the table where my friends were sitting, sat down on my chair and put him down on the ground next to me. He immediately crawled over towards the nearest wall, where there were bottles of wine stored on their sides, down at ground level. So I immediately got up to follow him, but he crawled more quickly than I'd anticipated, reached the wine bottles and pulled one down onto the ground, smashing it. But thankfully he was unharmed. So once I had checked he was fine, I apologised profusely to the waiting staff who came over to clear up the glass and wine. I said that I'd be happy to contribute to the cost of the wine, and I apologised several times over. It's only now that I realised that no one on the restaurant staff actually checked whether my son was unharmed. When I went up to the till to settle the bill, I mentioned to the staff member that my child had knocked the wine over and asked if I could contribute something towards it. And this was a genuine offer. However, I must say, I had not expected the restaurant to make an excessive charge, given, firstly, that breakages are fairly common in any restaurant, and secondly, given that the wine had been left unsecured at ground level. If any adult had even stood too close to the wall in question, they'd have knocked a wine bottle down with their foot. The cost? €30.50. That was added to my bill for the full menu cost of the wine, and I paid this, expressing my unhappiness and that I would be unlikely to return, a view echoed by the rest of my party. He seemed unconcerned by this, which surprised me given the independent, local and reputation-reliant nature of the business. I completely accept some fault here, and as stated, would have been happy to pay cost price for the wine or a nominal charge. However, a full restaurant markup feels excessive, given that this was a pure accident caused by a nine-month-old baby who knows no better. I've told this story to several people over the course of the weekend, trying to gauge if I'm being unreasonable here, but there has been universal shock at any charge being levied at all, but particularly the fully marked-up menu price. I just want to see what your listeners think. So what do you think? Was justice denied, or did she deserve what she got? Should the child have been kept in the pram or the high chair and not crawling around a restaurant at 9:30 in the morning? Or is that what babies do and leave them off? Are you the restaurant owner or a restaurant owner who's seen stuff like this happen before? Did you charge the full whack, or did you think, no, it happens, it's an accident, I'm not going to charge it, it's good for business to say, it's okay, we'll clean it up, you're on your own, it's fine. Come back again, we'll keep an eye, we'll take the wine and put it up on a higher shelf. Where are you on this? We'd love to know. 51552 or email tubs@rte.ie. Good morning, Ryan. What was this on the subject of the email and the baby crawling, breaking the wine, and the lady being charged full whack for that? Carrie says, what was she doing letting her baby crawl around in a restaurant? Another says, the restaurants are not places for babies to crawl around. It was completely irresponsible of the mother. The only unsecured item at ground level was that woman's son. A restaurant does not a creche make. Of course, no one is admitting to her face that she should have paid for the bottle, but behind her back, they're sniggering into their lattes, says Sarah. Another says, I heard you read out that email about the baby who knocked over the wine bottle. To be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of babies let loose in a restaurant. I have no problem with them being there, but the fact that a nine-month-old was crawling on the floor is a bit much. The fact she offered to pay and then was annoyed she had to means her offence was insincere. Ryan, I think it was only right that lady paid for the wine her child broke. It's up to her to ensure her child doesn't break things in a restaurant. Of course she should pay. And Derek says, as the father of two, a restaurant is not a playpen for toddlers. That lady should have been asked to keep her child under strict supervision. What the heck was she doing and thinking? You know you need a license for a dog. What would have happened if the poor child had gotten hurt by the glass shard? So no sympathy whatsoever for our correspondent. I'm sorry about that. Your friends you met over the weekend may have just been telling you what you needed to hear, but certainly on text, alas, no one's giving you the love this morning. Anya, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. You were a waitress.
I was for many years, yeah.
Yeah, and that story we read out, that email we read out, made you think what?
Oh, I agree with every one of those texters. It's absolutely ridiculous that she doesn't take full responsibility for what happened. Like, it's not the restaurant's responsibility. A baby should not be crawling around the floor of a busy restaurant. That is absolutely crazy and very, very dangerous.
She said she was walking behind the baby, the baby just got away from her for a minute.
Yeah, but the fact that the baby got away from her for a minute, that's all it takes. A waitress could have been rushing through with a tray full of glasses and plates or, you know, a hot dish in their hands. Like, that was one of the worst things when I was working in a waitress, was people letting their children and babies just run riot in the place. It's so dangerous. And even when the baby was crawling on the floor, there could have been tiny shards of broken glass from a previous accident. Or could have gone into the baby's skin as well. And that wouldn't, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think also a floor of a restaurant, like, no matter how good a restaurant is, you've got to be, there must be a fair amount of old filth on the ground.
Oh
anyway.
My God, imagine people going into the toilet and then walking that back out through the floor. No. I mean, you might as well have just mopped the toilet floor with the baby. It's disgusting. I mean, this woman deserves absolutely no sympathy.
Well, she's very aggrieved, though. She's saying, you know, she was appalled that she was charged the full whack for the wine. Maybe the restaurant might have been a little, no?
I think she should have been charged more. I think she should have put a service charge on top of that charges for the wine. Like, I'm really glad the baby wasn't hurt, but the fact that she's on the radio looking for sympathy from people for this is absolutely ridiculous. It's completely her responsibility.
How can our friend who wrote to us, generously wrote to us, feel that you're so aggrieved when every comment I'm looking at here is saying, nah, I'm sorry, love, you're on your own there.
That's what I'm finding so laughable. I was actually sitting here laughing, both as a parent and as a former waitress, that anybody would be. And even the fact that she complained when she had to pay for the wine after offering to pay for the wine. It just sounds like she's just looking for sympathy for her. It's nothing to do with the baby.
Niamh texts to say, I can see that whole baby restaurant scenario playing out in my head. And I have to say, as a mother of a 1.5-year-old myself, I think that woman is one of the most annoying types of people. Restaurant floors are not for babies or children. Hot food, drink, glass bottles, etc. Of course, I'm relieved to hear the baby escaped unscathed, but the mother is 100% to blame. Control your children, people. Not that hard to do. And have respect for others and their businesses. This seems to be harder for some to do.
Absolutely. I mean, like, the baby could have been crawling past the table and somebody could have knocked over a pot of tea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, that woman put her baby in jeopardy and is now looking for sympathy because she had to pay for something that the baby broke. That's ridiculous.
I was talking to a lady who runs a hotel recently, and she said the state of the place after the confirmations on, you know, because the parents, and I was laughing at my own kids saying, like, girls, like, this is real Irish way of having a confirmation. You know, yeah, congratulations, there's your badge, there's £5, we're going to get locked, go and play. And,
yeah, and just run around the place.
And the state, she said the state of the place and the cleaning up that had to be done, And yet you have to ask the question, you know, where are we, the parents? What are we doing? I mean, obviously we're having a jar and relaxing maybe, but still, you can't just let them run in a restaurant or a coffee shop or...
When you make the choice to bring a small baby or child into a restaurant, you know going in that it is your responsibility to keep them entertained. And that's, you know, that's your job as a parent. Yeah. You don't just let them run riot or crawl on the floor to keep them entertained, because then it becomes somebody else's problem.
In if you ever travel abroad to France or Italy, and at night time, I always make the point that children are seen and heard, but it seems to be in a very civilized way. In that we don't see, we don't do it here. I can't abide seeing. I don't like seeing a child in the pub after 7 o'clock. Pretty much any time, but certainly after a certain time, I get really uncomfortable with it. Don't like it at all. But in somewhere like Italy or something, where it goes late and it's kind of outdoors, there's something kind of beautiful about the children being around and family and something.
If it's outdoors,
we don't get that right.
That's different. But like, I was in a really expensive hotel there recently, and we were having dinner on one evening. It's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Didn't realise it was midterm at the time. And the place was just crawling with children running all over the place. And it's really annoying when you're dining. Yeah. And I'm not just talking about kids annoying you. Kids in there is fine if
they're under control. And the point is, you're a parent, I'm a parent, we both love children, obviously, and adore children, in fact. And yet, there comes a time where, you know, you step in and say, now, hang on, you know, there's adult time and there's children's time.
Yeah,
and, you know,
it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, some people just say, no, it's peace and love and the children are running around. No, No, that's why God created parks. You know, you go. Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let's have your. I'm great, thank you. What's your take on this, please?
Oh, I'm similar to the other callers that have just come in. I asked if it's test young children or toddlers or babies coming into restaurants and running wild, banging cutlery, knocking chairs, banging doors, going in at toilets. I just hate it. I have to ask, you know, for a table away from babies and toddlers. Or there's one particular restaurant I go to that has half the restaurant for adults and half for children and families. And
does that work?
Yes, it's great. It really is good, yeah. And I'd have to have the adult half where there's no babies, high chairs near me.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
And is that a kind of... are you okay with kids generally, or is it just the restaurant thing?
No, it's the same with aircraft or anything else. The kids are banging into the back of your seat or screaming, you know. I would love an adult flight-only, adult-only restaurant.
Yeah.
Just to have a nice meal out and not be thinking about the noise and the irritation and all that.
You were a child once, weren't
you?
Yes,
I know.
Okay,
we were never brought to a restaurant. If we were behaving like that, we would never have been brought anywhere. We had to sit and have manners and do it out, you know, have consideration for the people in the restaurant.
Yes.
We would never have been let behave like that, ever.
All roads are leading to mums and dads.
Mind your children.
Here's Anne.
Teach them how to behave.
Teach them. Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
You have your own business, not a restaurant, but it's a business. And children?
It just really annoyed me that woman just thought she didn't have to pay for the wine.
She felt she offered to pay for the wine, was charged for the wine, and was appalled at being charged for the wine.
I just don't think she gets how hard it is in business these days and age, between rates and rents and staff and electricity. And if she hadn't have paid that €30, they would have all got the breakfast for free, in my opinion, that morning. It was a waste of exercise for that restaurant.
A text says, come on, give that woman a break. They could have just charged her the cost of the wine. I've worked as a barman, and if an accident happened, the bar would have covered the cost of the drinks.
Well, possibly she could have just been charged half price or something. But at the end of the day, she did offer to pay for it.
Yeah, but she did that Irish thing, like, no. And then, of course, you know that thing we do.
I know, but we couldn't do it then if we're not actually going to be sincere about it.
Do you think the business, the restaurant in question, will have lost her and her four friends' business, five people, in one foul swoop for €30?
Possibly for a while, but I don't think her friends are being honest with her. If my friends came to me and said this happened, I would immediately say, oh no, well really you shouldn't have had them running around. Or maybe we'll all give you €5 a week or something.
Do you, Anya and Helen, do you think that the person who wrote the email was lied to barefaced by her friends?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I would have been more honest. If a friend of mine did that, I would have
defended
her myself. Yeah.
Come on, though. What if you were in
I wouldn't tolerate it. No, if I was with friends and they had small children, they were allowing them to run around the restaurant, I would say it to them.
Anya?
Yeah.
I would say it to them.
And same
even
thing.
When I'm in a shop or something and someone is rude to, I always say, oh God, don't be like that. They're working in a shop, they're working with the public. It's very difficult.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Tex says, when living in the UK, one pub chain had separate eating areas for people with children. And my husband and I asked to sit in the main restaurant with our 10-year-old son as we didn't want to sit where the kids were running riot. They refused, so we left. Why should we have to sit with screaming kids when our child wouldn't dream of behaving? All our children are so much better.
It's like the old smoking and non-smoking section.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like children and non-children.
Ryan, I've often said to a parent, I've complimented them on their very good behaviour when I saw these children sitting around the table. I've gone over and complimented them and said it was so nice and such a pleasure to see it.
Yeah.
And they were so thrilled to be told that by somebody. So I do praise them if I see it, you know, the opposite scenario.
It's nice when you see it. Okay, listen, we have to leave our little impromptu coffee morning there. Anya, Helen, Anne, thank you so much.
Bye.
Good morning.
Bye. 9 minutes to 10 o'clock now. Thank you for all that. Loads coming in on that email. It's really triggered it, you know, 51552. Thanks for that. We'll do one more from Sarah, who's on the line there. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Well, yay or nay to this poor lady?
No, nay. Absolutely nay.
Good Lord. Yeah. She's getting no love today. God help her.
Oh, I've no problem with her bringing her kids to the restaurant, but like the first girl said, like, it's so dangerous. Any of the waiters could have tripped over, hot soup on the kids, and... Also, the one thing that really drives me mad is we are just raising a generation of kids who think that they are the centre of everything.
The L'Oreal generation, they're calling them, because they're
absolutely
worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody else is privileged that tiny cute baby was in the restaurant, aren't they? So lucky.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, and I have three here sitting in the back of me under five, and we bring them to restaurants all the time, but I don't believe that anyone else should suffer. If they're in a bad mood, we leave. And
yeah. I know how much I love children, Sarah. And
absolutely.
But honestly, if I see them running around the restaurant, especially if it's not McDonald's or Eddie Rockets or something, you know, if it's a restaurant, I just think, lads, come on. You know, have a bit more respect for everyone around you. And I'm not talking to the children. I'm talking to, in my head, to the parents. I'd never say it to anyone. I just feel it's not my business. But you would think, you know, what makes you think it's acceptable for the kids to be running around, skating around, shouting
and
roaring?
Well, we were brought up, my mother and my grandmother's attitude was, nobody loves your kids like you do. And I think if you kind of take that attitude and reckon that if you bring them somewhere, bring them to a restaurant and they're behaving well, great, and people will have a nice time and things are cute, but no one loves them like you do. So be fair on the kids and the other adults.
Yeah, well, as a politician once said about a coalition, if in doubt, get out. And I think you could apply the same in a restaurant. If you think that it's not going so well, you're annoying people, get the hell out and do us all a favour.
Get out, run around the park, try again.
That was my point. You tire them out during the day, go to the park, go run the hills, have fun.
Yeah.
What about the charging the full whack for the wine? Was that a bit heavy-handed or did she deserve that?
No, I think she kind of deserves it. I'd say that by that stage, the staff were completely fed up with the baby crawling around and kind of stepping over it. And, you know, so had it been 1 second of the baby crawling for 2 minutes, they probably wouldn't have charged her at all, but they were probably fed up by that.
At that stage.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, your children are impeccably well-mannered during your phone call, so well done. Well done.
Yes, I'm sure they'll let rip now in a second.
No question about it. Have a great day.
You too, Ryan.
Thanks for your time.
Bye.
If you're just joining us, say welcome on this Monday morning. We got an email in from a lady who was at a restaurant with her friends and a baby, nine months old. They went for a crawl around the place, pulled a bottle of wine off the side wall and smashed in the ground. And the restaurant, despite the lady saying, I'll pay, the restaurant said, okay, we'll do then. Here's the bill for €30.50. And all the comment coming in is, unfortunately, for the lady in question, who asked, what do your listeners think? They all think that she was wrong. That's just essentially what's happening here. One such text says, it was quite good of the lady to offer to pay for the wine. However, as a restaurant owner, children should not be allowed to run riot in such a public place. I'm not saying that this was the case in this incident. However, in my experience, on a Mother's Day, I had a child let off a fire extinguisher where I had to replace 20 dinners as it was powdered, and the child's parents did not offer anything. So you can imagine the inconvenience and the cost. God help us. Judith, good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. To the baby and the mother and the email, yes or no? Does she deserve your sympathy?
No, definitely not.
No, another one. God help her.
Irresponsible.
Right.
Number one, to bring a nine-month-old into a restaurant and let them crawl around on the ground. It's unhygienic, number one. And it's just irresponsible. That's it.
But she said that she... Well, look, just to go back to the email, and she said, look, the baby was in the chair, the baby got bored, wanted to go out for a crawl. She held on to the baby, as it were, and then the baby just slipped out of her hands for an extra second or two, and that then got to the bottle.
No, well, if the baby was bored, she should have left, went outside the restaurant and went for a wee walk around or something. You don't put a nine-month-old baby down on the floor of anywhere, unless it's in your own home, obviously.
Yeah, but there's no sympathy for this emailer.
No, but I also feel that a lot of the women that were on this morning already are kind of painting all children with the same brush, and that's not the way. Like before, I have a four-year-old girl and a nine-month-old baby boy, and we bring them to restaurants with us all of the time. We used to love going out to restaurants before we had children, and when my first daughter was born, I didn't see why that should change.
And are they as good as gold?
I wouldn't say they're as good as gold, but they don't get up off the table. She sits in her chair and he sits in his high chair, and she doesn't leave the chair and he doesn't leave his high chair till we're leaving the restaurant.
Okay, well, you're lucky that you have kids that aren't...
Oh, I most definitely am lucky, but there are a lot of people out there with children that behave the same way. Like when we go to these restaurants, we're not the only people there with the children.
Yes.
And we would go out quite a lot to restaurants, and very, very rarely I would see disobedient children running around and things like that.
Well, the poor old kids are getting a bad name today, aren't they?
Pardon?
The poor old kids are getting a bad run out today.
No, they really are. Like I am very lucky. I've had people come up in one occasion sticks out in my mind, where I was at lunch in a cafe in Dundalk, and I had a man leave his table and come over to me and said that he just had to come over because he couldn't get over how well behaved my daughter was, and he had to come over and tell me.
Well, now, that's...
And I was very proud.
I'd say you were, because the alternative to your children is the running around and pulling stuff off the shelves.
Well, most definitely. And I definitely would, like, don't get me wrong, I would be, if my children were playing up anywhere, I would leave.
Yes, that's if in doubt, get out, was as you're saying earlier on.
If in doubt, get out, most definitely. Yeah, and I would as well, like, I would be one of those mothers that if there was a family with children and the children were playing up, I would be one of those mothers that is giving out under my breath as well.
It was 9:30 in the morning, says a text about this email. Motherhood can be lonely and stressful. Meetups with other mothers keeps you going. Ireland is not child-friendly. Give her a break.
Yeah, no. No, definitely not.
You're not having any of it, are you, Judith?
No, definitely not.
No.
If you're going for a coffee in the morning, well and good. But not, that sounds like she was in a restaurant in the evening time and there was wine.
Oh, no, so she was there in the morning. But it was one of those restaurants that would have wine at night time and transforms into a proper restaurant at night as opposed to a kind of cafe. They just happen to keep their wine quite low down, regardless of what time
of
day.
No, but still, no, definitely not. It was irresponsible. Like, the child could have, you know, thank God, as she said, the child wasn't hurt. But no, definitely not. That was totally irresponsible and it wasn't okay in any way, shape or form.
Ryan, I have a cafe, says a text. There are currently kids running wild while mothers chat and take no notice. There are two sides to this. Mothers and babies are some of the rudest people I've ever come across in my life. Whew. Ryan was out with my family on Friday night in a fancy restaurant. The children beside us were being so noisy and rowdy that the couple beside us just finished their meal and left. We've not met since Christmas, but could not chat with all the shouting. We had to leave. The only time these kids shut up was to eat. They were somebody's children, but all aged over 20. Don't always blame under threes for being so noisy.
Agreed.
What do we all want? Why don't we just go to Mass and eat there with a picnic? I mean, we can't have it every ways. If you're going to start giving out about people in their 20s having a laugh and being too loud, that's just impatience on the other diner's part.
Most definitely.
You're
you know,
only
but
having
I do,
a laugh.
I do. I just felt I had to ring in because I did feel like all the comments this morning were geared, you know, against all children act that way in restaurants when that is not the case.
Such as James, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good, thank you. You have a tale on this one as well. What's your take on it?
Yeah, we were down in Campania last Sunday in Kilkenny.
It's a restaurant, isn't it?
The restaurant, yeah. And we were just having our meal, myself, my wife, and my two kids. And as a man was leaving, he was going to pay. He just came over to us and he said, you know, how mannered your kids were. You know, it was great to see them sitting in at the table eating their dinner, not running riot, you know. Like,
how old are your kids?
4 and 6.
Good job, James.
Yeah, mighty.
Good job. 4 and 6, not easy to keep them going.
No.
I want to go to the toilet. Why? Just to see.
Yeah, that's it.
Up and
then
down.
Your kids are looking at you wondering how come all the other kids are running riot, you know.
The Campania restaurant is a Michelin star restaurant, is it?
It is, yeah.
And would a 4 and 6-year-old appreciate the delights of a Michelin star restaurant, or do they have nuggets and chips on the side, or what?
They had nuggets and chips on the side, so they were happy.
Are they Michelin nuggets? Are they nougat? Or are they just regular Joe nuggets?
I'd say they're regular. So
Stick some watercress near it and it becomes Michelin, so you're grand.
That's it.
Yeah. So, Judith, both you and James, maybe something to do with the letter J, have got compliments from strangers on your children's good behaviour.
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely a different take on it.
Yeah, but it's just putting manners on your children. Like, when I had my daughter is 4, and when she was a baby, my mother used to give out to me for, you know, just disciplining her, not physically, but just, you know, giving out to her and telling her no and things like that. And she used to give out to me for that because she was too young to discipline.
Yeah.
And it's totally paid off now.
Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree with you on that one now rather than your mother.
Yes, totally paid off.
Yeah,
now.
I think if you get the manners going really early on in a non-aggressive manner, this is not.
No.
You see, this is a problem half the time with our generation as parents is that, you can't say that. You can. You know, it's not going to. Otherwise, it's an unruly mob. You know, there has to be. As I always say about a house, it's like a benign dictatorship. It's not. You're in charge, but you don't have to be mean with it.
Yeah, and it's not actually that hard. I know every tile is different, but it is not actually that hard to, when they are small. Like, as I said, my son is going on 10 months now, and he's starting to get at the stage now where, I want my dinner now, and, give it to me now. Yeah. And you're having to say, no, and in a firm voice, and he's starting to understand that as well.
Well, now, the fight back for our correspondent has started, so I'd like to know what James and Judith think of this. Ryan, I can't believe how far up their own asses people are. This country of ours has become so stuck up, so much for our hospitality. Give the lady a break. Another says, I think that mother who left her child down is being judged by the worst possible jury. Wait for it, Judith. Other mums. She probably made a mistake, but she did she commit a crime or do anything we all haven't done at some point? It was early morning. When is appropriate? Shame on the judges. Maybe she just made a mistake and she may just be learning. Is it her first child? I don't know. Give her a break. Too judgmental. James, are we being too judgmental on this lady?
We probably are, but I suppose I'm not acting as judge and jury. I'm just talking about my own kids, we have a little thing at home where we try to speak a bit of Irish, and it's, you say to the kids, "See a shahig a mard," sit into the table, and then excuse me from the table when you're leaving, and it's kind of, they were brought up with that, and that's what they're used to. I'm not judging her. She could have been having a rough day like the rest of us, but to go to offer to pay for the bottle of wine, and then when they said, pay for it, to do a complete U-turn.
Exactly.
That's a bit peculiar, she kind of shot herself in the foot there with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, we'll leave you to it, Judith and James. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Nice to talk
to you
both.
No problem, thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. As a childminder of a decade or so, says the text, I feel that modern parents have the attitude that their children are allowed to do whatever they want. This is disgraceful. Parents should be held accountable for children's behaviour. If you can't put manners and adaptable, sociable behaviour in your child, then stay out of public places, and your lack of respect for others should not be enforced on others in public places. Welcome, says the text, to restaurant customers in 2015 in Ireland. Everyone is so angry. Threats of Twitter and other sites if you don't have a table straight away, spending 10 minutes taking a photo of their food and then sending it back for being cold. I even had, says a waiter, a child poop in the restaurant while her mum and pals enjoyed their Pinot and Rosato. This is why it is so difficult to find great Irish staff in a country that relies on tourism. So next time you complain your waiter is not Irish, you now know why. I know from experience, if that lady had not paid for her wine, the waitress would have had to, or the cost would have come, have been removed from the tip jar. So that's the diary of a waiter or waitress, and that's pretty scathing, isn't it? And you were talking about the rudeness of hipsters today upstairs. And that was interesting, as we're talking about staff. The guys were saying, I don't go to hipster joints, so I don't know, but I work with people who do frequent hipster joints. And they were saying that hipsters, that is our bearded friends with peculiar glasses and tight jeans, are absolutely among the rudest staff that you could meet in a place, because they reckon they're probably too good to be there. And I thought that was an intriguing observation by my friends. Ryan, part of the reason children don't know how to behave in restaurants is that people no longer sit to eat at the dinner table or at home, nor do they teach their children how to use a knife and fork. The amount of young adults who have no table manners or can't use a knife and fork is shocking. Are we all becoming old and grumpy? Is that, that seems to be the kind of, now, young people, we were young people not that long ago. It just feels we're casting judgment, but I suppose that's where we started the conversation, so let's keep going. What I find disturbing about all of your comments is that if families with unruly children stopped going to restaurants, they wouldn't be in a very healthy state financially, and considering we are a very large family, I'm sure my local restaurant, which we go to weekly, would be delighted that you have encouraged me to stay at home. By the way, she should have paid for the wine, and if you want adult time, go to a restaurant that doesn't cater for children. Yeah? Or go to a restaurant that does cater for children, and if you're a parent with children, keep a lid on them. I think it's fair deal.